Well, Joey, you said Seattle for Stan over
there. Yep, Stan is wearing a Seahawks polo right now.
All right. Hey, Rosie and Stan from the Brook, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you. Are you? Did you get that at a thrift store, or did you really like those brands?
Or is that your team? Well, you know, so I am from there. Remember, I'm from Wenatchee, Washington.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember. I do remember. That's my first loyalty, obviously, Seattle. But even before I moved to Missouri, I was a Chiefs fan because I've always loved the loyalty of the Chiefs. Win or lose, their fans are always there, just like the Seahawks
like us
fans.
In Nebraska. We,
you know, yeah, Nebraska. Is that a team?
They have
a
team. Hey.
I love Cornhuskers.
Yeah, really. So, okay, well, we'll give you Seattle, I guess, today. Rosie, how are you?
I am wonderful, blessed.
Amen. Yeah. You know, we have folks that listen all the time, but we've got some folks that maybe are new in the area or what have you, and they're saying, well, what are you talking about the Brook? Is that like a river? Is it a lake? What is the Brook Wellness
it's all
Center?
That.
How did it start?
So the Brook Wellness Center, it's a substance use and mental health. We provide services for children, adolescents, and adults. And it's just growing and growing and growing because there's so much need.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
And we started 6 years ago in June 2018, nearly 6 years ago now. And we are about to open a new location in Forsyth as well.
Super.
Yeah, it should open next week now as well.
Wow. Where in Forsyth for those folks that live over there?
Oh, I want to share that.
Go for it.
So you know where...
And how did it come about?
The Brook or the new building?
The new building.
So it's exciting. You guys know what the first building in Forsyth is. This is the history they've given us. It used to be the old golf course.
Clubhouse.
And the clubhouse, and it used to where the courthouse is, that used to be the golf course.
Really?
So
I didn't know that.
We didn't either. So we rent this building to use for an office over there, and it's right in front of the grocery store.
Save a lot.
Yeah. And so it was the little yellow building, used to be a realty office.
Huh.
Well, we rent that. That's where our new office is. And somebody came in to do some work for us, and they said, you know the history of this? And we're like, no, tell us. And sure enough, that used to be, so where the courthouse is, all that used to be the golf course there, and this was the clubhouse.
And
the first building built in Forsyth is the one that we're leasing now.
Did not know that.
Wow. Yeah. We didn't know that either.
Where was the town itself then if the golf course was there?
Shadow Rock. So we're Shadow Rock down on the bottom.
To the east kind of.
So, and I guess what the story was, now I'm not local, but this is what we were told over there from somebody that he grew up here, his family grew up. He said that the Shadow Rock is where the town used to be, and because it kept flooding and everything, so they picked up the town, set it up there where it's
moved
on top now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Took over the golf course and said, see you later, bye.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, there's so much history around here, and it's interesting. It is very, very interesting. So how about the expansion to Forsyth? How did that come about?
Well, we are seeing more and more need in the Taney County as well. We've always served Taney County, Stone County, and lots of other counties. But, you know, we're seeing more and more children, and there's a lot of children from the, like, Taney County area. So, and Branson West, where we're at, right, it's a long way for some of the children to come up parents if they don't have transportation and things like that. So we decided, it is time to open up this second location. So we did that, and so we have a grant from the Skaggs Foundation that we got for a marijuana brief intervention for the children to go into the schools to help them with that marijuana issue, right? And so they're now able, and the reason for that, Skaggs, and part of it is to help us pay the rent for a few months on that new building. So now the children can even just walk even from Forsyth School. They can come and just do, you know, and get some help that they need.
So now it will be staffed during the day. You'll have certain hours.
Yep, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Will you have meetings there, or will you just have counselors that kind of hang out and make appointments and whatever? Or how's that going to work?
So we're going to have a counselor. We have a receptionist there. We can do drug testing there, hair follicles, and we also have some groups there as well. So they're hybrid. They're Zoom and in person.
So
tell me with it then, let's say someone's got a child that's struggling with some of this. Do they come in with their child for it, or does the child come in by themselves, or how's that work?
Now, a certain age, obviously if they're minors, they have to have consent, but bring them in. Here's the greatest thing. The reason we did this office, another reason, this will answer both questions, because we don't want them to have to make an appointment. If they get in trouble at school, they get caught with marijuana, we've got this program for to intercede almost, get in there, right? Mm-hmm. And if they'll come over, they don't have to make an appointment, and that's the whole thing. They can just walk in, and we'll do the assessment for them. But as far as them bringing the kids in, if they're 16 or under, the parents have to sign for them.
Yeah. Okay.
So now when they come in, I mean, do they drag Johnny and say, well, Johnny just got, and if you're Johnny, I'm sorry, that's just better than Billy Bob. Charlie always picks on poor Billy Bob. Anyway, if you're that young one and you've gotten some issue, mom or dad bring him over and say, look, I want you to talk to him and straighten him out, or how does it
sometimes
work?
That happens. But
and is that very successful?
I
mean, because kids don't want to be there.
They don't. Yeah. They don't. So instead of when they bring their kids to us, right, instead of us saying, okay, don't do pot, that's bad for you, shame on you, mm-hmm. we bring them in and we sit down and we actually give them facts. We don't say, I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you to stop smoking pot. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is I want to give you some facts, not these myths that you're hearing, not these, you know, all the media and the dispensaries pushing it, you know. I want you to have facts about marijuana, and we present that to them. And, you know, believe it or not, some of these kids are amazing, and they're like, I really don't want to do this. What am I doing? And that is, I love the way the program is set up, because Marijuana Brief Intervention is the name of that program. And it starts with an assessment. In that assessment, we can screen. Do they actually have a drug problem, or were they just caught wrong place, wrong time with the wrong friend?
And once wanted to be part of the crowd. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Is it just peer pressure? Yeah. So we've had a few over. Of course, we can't say numbers.
Sure.
But out of those, what we're finding, we have over 50% that are actually engaging now in a wraparound further services because we've uncovered. Well, yes, we have an addiction here. Mm-hmm. And so that's it's an amazing program. The thought of it, you know, the partnership with SCAGS has been very beneficial. Yeah. I just want to shout out to them.
How has the recent change, you know, legislation with what voters passed in Missouri a year or so ago, legalizing, you know, more use of marijuana, how has that impacted your work? I imagine the numbers have risen since that's happened.
I love that question. Thank you for that. Yeah. Legalizing was crazy, all right? Those of us in the field were like, wow, really?
All of us at this table were crazy.
Yeah, like, wow. Okay. Not only do we see an increase in use, but now some of the kids are like, well, why should I quit? My mom and dad give it to me, or my mom and dad smoke it. It's legal now. And that's one of the big myths. In fact, we ask that to the kids, and we get to do surveys and stuff in front of them sometimes, or we do the presentations. We're like, so marijuana is legal now. Does that mean it's safe? You know that the big answer is, well, sure. If it's legal, it's got to be safe, right? You guys remember, you know, alcohol is legal too. I want to remind the world, you know, how safe is that?
Right.
You know, and that's, and yes,
does that
we're
resonate
seeing
at all? Or do they go, what?
Some of these kids are like, you know, I guess, wow, I don't want to. It's sad when you hear this, y'all. I don't want to be my mom and dad. Maybe I want to do something different. You know, maybe I shouldn't smoke pot. And that is one of the things I'm seeing. And we've actually, like I said, we're carrying on with some of these youth that are like, yeah, my mom and dad are still partying. I'm not. Mm-hmm. And then we get these challenges of it's kind of hard because I have to live with them and I have to be triggered by smelling marijuana in our household. And so it's what it's done is it uncovered a bigger problem than we expected.
Yeah.
How many people are actually using marijuana? Oh my goodness, the statistics are staggering. We're finding that people you wouldn't even expect are coming in, they're being drug tested for whatever reasons, and well, it's legal. Everybody's coming up positive. And what we've also noticed in the this is not a bust on any of the criminal justice system or nothing, but it's almost like feels like their hands are like
tied.
They their hands are tied. You know, they're like, well, it's legal. There's really nothing we can do about it.
Well, but it's legal above a certain age, right?
Yeah.
21
years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then medically, if they have a medical card, 18.
18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand those are not really too hard to get. What are some of the things that you tell young people that are contrary to the myths that they hear from the dispensaries and things like that? And the reason I ask that question is we have all kinds of folks that are with us here at the round table today. And there could be a young person kind of listening. Mom might be listening to the program, but a young person listens as well. And they may be thinking, what are you guys talking about? It's no big deal. I hear that, blah, 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 blah. So give me some of the facts that you would share with a young person.
Okay. I was looking for my little survey. I thought I had it on my phone because I got some amazing facts on that. But here's the one. I like to start with this one. So there's word out there that marijuana can actually be harmful to your heart, right? And the other side of that is marijuana is healthy for us. So the myth is marijuana being healthy. The fact of that one is there is a lot of research that marijuana use is linked to heart disease. And I actually have the legitimate statistics, just not with me, so I apologize. I got the actual number, but if my brain is working this morning well.
It's a little early.
It's a bit early, and Rosie didn't let me. I love you, baby. She didn't let me have coffee on the way here, so I want to make sure we got here in time. So,
you're so good, Dan.
She's amazing. But that is one of the statistics. In the marijuana users, it was 20%, I believe, if that number's right, more prevalence of heart disease. Hmm. Here's another one. Why children are developing, you know, we know that's a development age of the brain to right. a certain level. Well, there's also, this is a proven, research-based proven, the frontal cortex, right, our long and our short-term memory have to talk to each other. Marijuana, when you smoke marijuana, your message system, it's filtering both directions. Opioid receptors, they filter one direction. They say, hey, well, there's no pain. We're cool, right? It tells the brain. Marijuana, on the other hand, it sends a seeking message when we're communicating or interacting with the world, with thoughts or everything. So you're getting that message both directions instead of just one. So we're already confused. We're going through this filter, and it's been proven that the long-term memories, they're supposed to go through the frontal cortex, and it processes, tells them where to go, and files them away in the brain, right? Well, there's a huge disconnect for children when they're smoking marijuana. And you wonder, you know, we kind of joked back when I was in school, you know, the stoners are so dumb and oh my gosh, right? Is there facts to that? The fact is they're not processing those short, long-term memories. So they're not remembering the things. And it's a joke that we have in the, you know, the field about the memory. It's facts. So it's not a myth. It does affect long-term and short-term memory and the way that it can remember things. What's another good one? There's so many.
Well,
I mean,
do they understand that, or does the young person say, "Well, my heart's good. I'm young. I'm in athletics. That's not going to bother me. I'm not going to smoke that much. Yada yada, all that." I mean, there are excuses, right? But
yeah.
You find some young people that are surprised by what you're saying.
100% surprised, because mm-hmm. nobody's telling them these things. They're like, "Well, it's legal. My friends are all doing it. My mom and dad's doing it, so it must be okay." And when you start presenting real facts, you're like, oh, I remember one of the kids, he just kind of looked at us with shock, and he goes, huh? And it started quivering a little bit, a little tear. He's like, I didn't know that could hurt me so bad. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done it. I mean, he's like, I'm never going to smoke marijuana again. And he was shocked because he goes, we're not being told these things.
Yeah. Getting out the truth, very, very important.
Yeah. I know, are you mostly seeing this in the teenage youth of today, or have you seen it shift earlier?
It's earlier.
Oh, it is earlier.
Oh, yeah.
What age, if you had to do an average, and I know, you know, maybe you got this one on the top of your head, what age group are you seeing nowadays with an issue of either just maybe starting to or going to or have?
Middle school. More prevalent now in middle school than it used to be. We're seeing a lot more there. And in high school, it's saturated.
Peer pressure at middle school, primarily? Is that the motivation?
Peer pressure.
And it's just the thing to do. It's almost like the thing to do because everybody's doing it, right? So they have this thing that from the dispensaries. They have stirrables. Have you heard of those stirrables?
I have
right?
heard that.
So it's just clear. So you can have water sitting right there in the school, and they put this little stirrable in there, which is pure THC, and they put it in there. And you don't see it. All you see is clear water. Okay. But right in front of you, they're doing THC in front of the teachers instead of, you know. So I don't know. I mean, the dispensary can do what they do, but it's like, don't target children. That's all the thing is.
Is
please
that
don't.
Legal for the dispensers to?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Any of these marijuana products, they're, you know, whatever they're doing for the.
But still,
legally,
we got the 21 year
exactly.
age.
You
got
to be 21 years old to purchase
yeah,
it.
If the kid gets it, I remember, you know, when I was young, one of the kids would come up with a pack of cigarettes and they'd all get together.
Exactly.
And, mm-hmm. Let's try this out.
Yep.
I smoked a cigar with my grandpa one time when I was about, I don't know, maybe 7, 8 years old. And I laid on the floor sick the rest of the day. And I thank him to this day because I'm sure that kept me from ever smoking. Tell me about the school program that you're doing, Rosie.
So, it's, like I said, it's called Marijuana Brief Intervention. So we went and we wrote the grant and we said, okay, we really got to target. We got to bring this education to the schools. So we went to, first of all, we went to Reed Spring Superintendent and Forsyth Superintendent. And we said, okay, it looks like, you know, there might be some, do you have any issues with drugs and the thing? He says, oh yeah, since legalization, we've seen an increase in marijuana use. We get caught and then we have to suspend them legally. We have to suspend them for 10 days. And we said, what if we could bring you a program that, you know, we can, instead of being punitive, that we can educate them. We can educate these children, right? So make the right decision. Yeah. They go, we love it. So we wrote the grant, we got it, and we thought, okay, it's time to go in there. And so what's happening now is it's open now to Taney County and Stone County, not just the two schools. So when the child gets suspended from school, for example, right, they're suspended for 10 days. And by the way, what are they going to do for 10 days? Play video games and smoke mom and dad's pot at, sure. at the house. That's what they're going to do, right?
Sit around and
exactly.
do TikTok.
Exactly. Right? So now when they come to do the assessment, as soon as we let the superintendent know, okay, they completed the assessment, they reduce the suspension by half, which means we get them in school faster, sooner, you know?
Sure.
And that's the idea. We want them back in school.
Yeah.
So all they want to know is we don't tell them what treatment we're doing. We just say, hey, they did the assessment. That's all they want to know. Yeah. And then from there, you know, we take it forward. But it's been successful in that way because we're able to get the children sooner at school.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
And most of the kids okay with that, or do they come in kicking and screaming?
Actually, no. You know, there some of these kids that come, they're like, you know, I didn't know. Like, because I'm saying, I didn't know the effects. I didn't know. So we put them through this 6 to 8 week group, you know, which is just teenagers, just the teens, just them.
Right.
And they all learn from each other, right? And we learn through this evidence-based program that we have. Well, after they're doing that, we had this kid going, I'm never touching that stuff again. I didn't realize, you know. All because they were educated, you know, because you've got to respect the teens. They've got really great brains, you know, and we can't just go, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. You know, it's more like, this is the facts. This is what's going on. This is what can happen. And they make those decisions. And every one of them have stopped that we do, you know. So they haven't just reduced. They've stopped.
Sure. What do you see typically with a success rate for people that go through these programs? As they go through, you know, you do your assessment, they go back to school. Do you see a high rate of these young men and women that are then not, you don't see them again the next time? That would actually be a win right there if they're not coming back the next time.
That would be a win.
Yeah.
So it's fairly new.
Okay.
So we've just started. Yep. We how many months we're into it?
Well,
April's 4 months. Yeah. So what we've seen so far, I would say at least 80% of the kids that have walked in for this program have committed to stopping marijuana use and even further educating their friends. They're like, we didn't know this. I want to tell my friend.
Yeah.
And we've actually seen, I've had a few of the groups where a couple of them actually brought their friends with them just to hear, which we'll definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Well, that's amazing that it not only impacts their life, but then they become an ambassador for their friends.
Yes.
And there may be children that you never interact with because of that person you did interact with. Help to change the mindset of their friend.
Yeah.
Now I want to change the parents' mindset because I want to remind parents, the ones that are letting their kids smoke marijuana, your kid may become the surgeon someday that might have to save your life.
Yep.
Think about that.
You know,
we need them sharp.
I remember you'd be going down the street sometime and you'd look at the car next to you and it's just full of smoke because people smoke in their car with the windows all up and all that kind of. And you imagine that secondhand smoke that we all talked about for kids that are in that car. Same thing happens with marijuana, but probably with worse effects. Yes.
We had a child that was sent to us. She was 3 years old. And we also have a contract with Children Division, so we provide a lot of services for them. Mm-hmm. So we see the adults, you know, the children, but we're focusing on the children right now. But this child was in ICU, literally ICU, because she's 3 years old. She is. Thank goodness she survived. But she was walking around the house and see this THC was in the form of chocolate. Okay, so they found this little chocolate. I mean, what little 3 year old? Oh, chocolate, right?
Sure.
She takes a little, just a little side like that. Mm-hmm. She takes it within 10 minutes, she's unresponsive. Mm-hmm. And she was in the ICU. And the reason that I know that is because they sent her to us for a hair follicle. Yeah. And so when we got the results, the THC levels was very, very high. Mm-hmm. You see, because obviously that is meant for the adult, not for the child, you know? Yeah. And so.
There's other, the smoke risk, there's another risk, say what Keith's talking about there. So they have vapes now, right? Yeah. These are very highly concentrated marijuana. These vaporizers, looking at the math on it, and I'm not a mathematician, but I looked at some of the statistics, and basically what we're discovering, one hit off of one of those vaporizer pens was equal to marijuana back when I was a kid, smoking about 4 to 6 joints worth of that amount of THC. Wow. Well, these kids are in the bathrooms with these vaporizers. This smoke, this vapor, all this is coming out.
And you can hide that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And are we exposing the kids with that? With all that we have, oh boy. Another problem, Rosie talked about the stirrables, but there's another one. It's an oil, and it's literally tincture. And there's, again, no flavor, no taste. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing kids think it's funny to dose their kids, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll dose them, and you won't even know. Maybe they'll walk by, and they'll drop a little drop in your drink. Mm. And that might be, that one little drop, that could be 10 joints worth of marijuana. That's how powerful that stuff is. So can you imagine not knowing you're getting that?
Yeah, and especially doing that to somebody who's never had any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's no tolerance built up for that at all.
Right.
Yeah. How can we help our KLFC family? We want to help the Brook Wellness Center. How can we do that?
Well, this is the reason why we're here today, because we have an event on Saturday. Okay, I forgot about the event. This is so interesting. Saturday. I forgot the event. But the event is a recovery walk. We have this is every year, and it's at the Port of Kimberling.
Oh, yeah.
It's a marine and resort.
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to be there this Saturday. Starts at 9 o'clock, 9 through 12. And what it is we celebrate and we let the community know, look, life is possible. Like recovery life is possible. Okay, there's a lot of people that are very successful in their recovery. And so they can come out, they can come with their strollers, they can come with their wheelchairs. I mean, it's beautiful, a beautiful scenery. So they have a little walk, and then they're going to get a T-shirt. We're going to have some T-shirt sponsors as well. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be about 15 vendors who provide their own nonprofits, providing resources. And then there's food. There's always food.
Gotta have food.
You've got to have food, okay? And then there's some prizes to be won and things like, you know, for some games and stuff. But
now what time does this start?
9 o'clock, 9 to 12.
And do you have to pre-register?
You don't have to. Okay. You can now come. It's the last couple of days now. Right. So just come on in. Absolutely.
Now, where's the website that I would go to find out more about it?
And it's The Brook without an E. It's The Brook like the river, right?
The Brook.
The Brook.
Okay. No E.
Okay. The Brook Wellness Center.org, and it's under community events. And you're going to see that we have a lot of community events all the time. So, but this is we got together with the Stone County Health Department, the coalition that I belong to. Mm-hmm. And we come together and we said, hey, we need to do, I said, why don't we do the heart health? Because they're going to do part of their heart. And we'll do the recovery walk together. So we're doing like a double whammy.
Neat. Well, wow. And I'm reading here on this flyer for this weekend. You're supposed to wear something wild, Keith.
Oh, yeah. Socks.
Wear something wild.
Wild socks.
Wild socks.
Like a Hawaiian flower t-shirt or something.
Absolutely.
Like whatever. It's just socks.
Wild socks.
Or a Seahawks jersey.
Well, no, those might be banned.
If you're that blessed.
Did we print that for you?
No, these ones we just did in our printer because we have it on social media.
I want to thank you for coming over and allowing Copy Run to be part of
what we've done.
We have printed some things for you.
You printed out all the marijuana things, the marijuana brief intervention spirals and all that. Books.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the grant, and that's awesome that you got the grant, but the Brook Wellness Center funding needs to go beyond that.
Yes.
Is there extra fundraising events coming up?
Yes. September.
Tell us about that.
September is our big fundraiser of the year, and that's where we raise funds for scholarship. So what the scholarship is for is we've got different state funding. We've got insurance. We take insurance. We have some grants, things like that. But sometimes people don't fall into those categories, any of those, and they might not be able to afford the treatment.
Sure.
So we've never turned anyone away in 6 years, and then we never will. Oh. And so what we've done is we go to scholarship. So if somebody cannot afford it or they don't fall in the criteria, meet criteria for those, we always put them through scholarship. So we've put over probably 300 people through scholarship now.
Wow.
Only 6 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to the website and find out about that too, right?
Yes, sir.
With no E.
With no E.
Dot.
Org.
Org. There you go.
The Brook.org.
The Brook Wellness Center.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all together. Oh,
the Brook Wellness Center.
The Brook Wellness Center.
The org.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I left out some. Boy, and in the computers, if you leave out something.
You do.
We don't know where the Brook's going to take you, .org.
Yeah. I have no idea. Can you guys stick around for a little bit? We got some folks joining us 8 o'clock, and I want to hit the walk so that they know what to do Saturday morning. All right?
Yes, sir.
Stay with us. Stan and Rosie from the Brook Wellness Center. Joey, what a great program, right?
This has been great. I mean, I've learned a lot in just this 30 minutes, and we hope you have too. And if you missed any part of it, they're going to be back right after this break. But also, you can always go to klfcradio.com.
Listen to the podcast. Send it to somebody. It'll be up a little after 11 o'clock. So stay with us on Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill and Joey Bluegee, we're here. Charlie will be back on Monday. Kathy back with me tomorrow. We'll be back in just a moment. The last half hour with Rosie and Stan from the Brook Wellness Center, which you can go to, by the way, the brookwellnesscenter.org, the website, and there's no E in Brook. So go and check that out. Rosie, you guys are having an event this Saturday over in Kimberling City. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. So it's called the Heart Health and Recovery Walk. And it's April 27th, this Saturday, at the Port of Kimberling Marina and Resort, which is beautiful.
Oh,
it's absolutely beautiful walk.
Nice weather.
Yeah.
Yo,
We're praying for good weather.
Yep.
Yes. And, of course, it's going to be food. That's it.
Always.
Food. Got to have food.
Food.
Yep.
Always.
Very good.
You know. And so people can just come on in and just start walking, or if they want to just hang out, or what's that?
Music
say?
Trivia.
We're going to have
music
name that
for
tune.
Prizes.
Music
oh, yeah.
oh, yeah.
Do name. You do the music trivia?
Yes.
I do, yes.
Sir.
All right, try one on me. Come on.
Well, no, we have to play the tune.
I don't sing.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, you guys, so you're going to do a name the tune.
Like name that tune. It's usually from the 80s.
I have
that was good. You should have put Stan right in the spot there.
I just turned as red as a shirt.
No, let him stay as a counselor.
Yeah, I don't sing for a reason, folks.
So like do 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 do.
Yeah, that's it. And then they have to name that tune.
What is it?
James Bond.
No.
That's the theme song from James Bond.
No, Wipeout. As a drummer, you always know what Wipeout is. I was in a polka group up in Nebraska, and somebody wanted us to play Wipeout. Come on.
In a polka group?
In a polka group. Oh, my goodness. All right. So this event is free, right? They can bring along some shekels to put in the pot, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Nope.
But it's another opportunity to give to you all so you can continue to do what you do.
Yes, sir.
Highlight for me, if you will, the grant and what you're doing with our kids.
Go ahead, Seth.
Yeah, we got an amazing grant, Skaggs Foundation. This is to provide a marijuana brief intervention program, which is a solution-based intervention program. We can assess children, adolescents that are caught with marijuana at school or probation or parole as well. They can send them over
juveniles
to us. Juveniles have been sending them to us. And it's a program to intervene, educate, identify if there's further need for mental health services.
Yep.
And it doesn't cost the family nothing. They just show up. they don't even have to make an appointment. If you want to bring your child in, you might have to wait a little bit, but you don't have to make an appointment. We made that available because of the grant from Skaggs. You can just show up. We'll get your child assessed. If we if something comes back, says they need further services, then, of course, we'll provide those as well.
Yeah. Now, so, I was going to say, tell me if someone's listening right now and they're saying, hey, you know, those scholarships, I want to make sure that a child can go. Approximately what does each scholarship, what's the value of that, where someone could say, you know, if I give $100, $300, $500, that is equivalent to about a scholarship. What would that be about?
So each session, if somebody's going to pay privately, is about $60 an hour. So sometimes, you know, that you may need 8 or 10 sessions, depends on. So, you know, usually, like I said, if we can't put them through insurance, because a lot of children could go through insurance, but there's some
insurance does cover some of this.
Yes, yeah. It after the MBI, yeah. The Skaggs, you know, we can do certain things, but then.
But the MBI itself, the assessment and the actual MBI program, it's $385 per child.
That's what it costs.
That's what it costs to screen them and just do the marijuana, the groups. Now, if they go further, the $6 an hour is for counseling. If they need to go further, then the rate, our fee schedule for counseling, I mean, for out there in the field,
$60
is way low.
Yes, we're trying to make it affordable.
We want, you know, we don't want to be a barrier for people to get help. No. Never. It just can't be.
Now,
so,
tell me about the two locations. We had Branson West. Where is that?
Branson West.
I mean,
right,
I know it's west of here. Clayborne. That's what Charlie would say. You're slow, Joey. You didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, so it's right there in the by the Clayborne Plaza. Okay. You know, it's right next to the
DMV. Right next to the DMV.
DMV.
Right, it's kind of like across from Walmart, right?
No, it's across from the Stone County Fire Department.
Fire Department.
Oh, okay. Yep. I had the Claymo Plaza in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And then over in Forsyth. And are we open in Forsyth yet or going to?
Next week.
And that is where? Located.
The clubhouse. They told us that.
The clubhouse, yes.
The old golf clubhouse.
The very first building in Forsyth.
So it's close to the
well,
City Hall.
Well, here's a good thing. It's right in front of the courthouse, which means if somebody goes to court, they can walk their little legs right to us and go, hey, the judge just sent me. You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Have you been over to Yummy's yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't.
If you can see on Radio Land, you'd say, Stan's been a Yummy.
They
make a turkey cranberry sandwich that is fire. I'm just telling you.
They're great.
Go
great
to Yummy's. Folks. Have a good sandwich.
They're
have a good donut.
They're real good friends of Kathy's. And so, tell them we said
nice
hi.
Nice people. They're good people. Too.
Absolutely.
Them.
Tell them we said hi. All right. What did we forget? Anything? You want to leave with anything that we missed?
Just to let you know that we work with children, adolescents, and adults. We have a lot. We probably have about 250 active clients right now that we serve all around, you know, so from all kinds of problems, you know, mental health and substance use. But we're here to help.
Yeah,
we hear an awful lot about mental health lately, and just recently KY3 had a story on about a new additional location in Springfield having to do with mental health. And mental health is huge right now.
Yes, it
is. And, you know, some of it comes from some of these issues we've been talking about with marijuana and other things. And it's just, it's not something that's like the fad of the day. It is real. And you deal with it.
Yes, sir.
And you know that, unfortunately, people that never used to struggle with mental health now do. It's after COVID. COVID did a number on everybody, right?
Yeah.
The isolation, the everything.
Absolutely.
And then they go back out and they're like, I don't know how to cope with life. And even children, they were so isolated from, you know, they didn't go to school. So when they go back, they go, I don't know how to adjust. And they struggle with depression. And some people don't even struggle with substance use. They struggle with the mental health, but it can lead to substance use disorder.
Yeah. I think NAMI now reports it's about 20%, 1 in 5 struggle with mental illness. And so thank you for the impact that you're having to help with that problem we're seeing in our culture and society. And you're certainly making an impact, not just on the individuals you treat, but as you talked about, sometimes they go out and be ambassadors for it as well. Mm-hmm. And they're impacting lives through what you've done for them. So thank you.
If you want to find out more about the Brook Wellness Center, go to the website, thebrookwellnesscenter.org. Go to KLFC Radio, listen to the podcast after about 11 o'clock today. And more importantly, and firsthand, you can go to the walk, which is at 9 o'clock over at Kemmerling City, and you can go over, maybe win the contest. You're going to play songs, right?
Name that tune.
Got to have food, got some T-shirts, and it's a beautiful walk. And yes. We pray that the weather will be just right.
Yes, that's the marina at the resort.
All right, very good.
Thank you
so much. Come back again and let us know about September as it gets closer.
Absolutely.
And it's a pleasure to have you with us anytime here. And Charlie's bad. He missed you today, but I'll give him your greetings. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.